The farm bill was supposed to be passed last September, but House inaction led to an extension of the provisions in the 2008 farm bill for 1 year. On Thursday, the farm bill was defeated in the House. Some blame the varied amendments that were offered and in some cases passed. One such measure was the Goodlatte Amendment, which stripped the bill of the proposed Dairy Market Stabilization Program, a supply management scheme that Vermont Farm Bureau President Clark Hinsdale says dairy farmers across the country spent years formulating.
It's something that there was broad agreement on in the dairy industry, and I think one of the issues we're going to have to get to the bottom of is what the reasons were for the huge defeat.
New York Farm Bureau spokesman Steve Ammerman explains that any current agricultural programs will continue under the Farm Bill extension, but most expire at the end of September. He says that means Congress is now running against the clock.
There are a lot of provisions in the new Farm Bill that are needed. You know, there's a transition away from the direct payments to farms to more of a crop insurance program. There are billions of dollars in savings in that plan. There are streamlined conservation programs. And there was disaster assistance funding that was appropriated that may not exist. So there is an urgency to get this passed.
Vermont Farm Bureau President Clark Hinsdale is anxious to find out if the House will take the bill back up in the Agriculture Committee, because many programs may end up in limbo.
It means that the various programs that farmers operate under will expire, not right away. For example, the MILC program that makes payments to farmers when prices dip below certain levels, that program will continue for the rest of this fiscal year. Many of the conservation programs would have to be reauthorized on a year-to-year basis if there's no resolution to the Farm Bill.
The Farm Bill is also the primary funding mechanism for nutrition programs, including SNAP, or food stamps. Some votes were lost due to billions of dollars in cuts to the program. Other votes were lost when Florida Republican Steve Sutherland offered an amendment, which passed, that gave states the right to require recipients to work to obtain benefits.
We apply the same sensible work preparation, job training, and community service activities that are at the heart of welfare reform.
Hunger Free Vermont Executive Director Marissa Parisi says while she's sympathetic to farmers, she and other hunger advocates are relieved that the House bill was rejected.
On the nutrition side, that farm bill that was proposed in the House would have cost 2 million low-income individuals their benefits entirely. And in Vermont, we have 1 in 6 families using the Three Squares Vermont program, which is the SNAP program nationally. So we could not stand behind the cuts in the House bill.
Hunger Action Network of New York State Executive Director Mark Dunley says the deep proposed cuts in both the House and Senate were upsetting.
We were certainly not happy with what the Senate had done, which was about a $4 billion cut, but the House wanted to go much further, not only with the $20 billion cut, but also imposing a number of new restrictions on the program. And you know, the House Democrats listen that at a time when we have record lines at food pantries and soup kitchens, when so many Americans are still out of a job, it did not make any sense to be, you know, cutting the food stamp program.
The Farm Bill is also the largest source of funding for conservation programs and water supply protection. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.